Check, check, check. Hello, anyone out there listening. Thanks for tuning in tonight to 103.9 show with Cafe with Chronogram Magazine live from the Money Cup in Casco. I'm Tom Rowe, I'll work first, and then Jason Lee, yeah.
Cafe Chronogram number 9. I believe it to be doing. This is the 9th one of these you've done. I'm Peter Aaron. I'm music editor of Chronogram. And before we get into tonight, I want to let you know the next Cafe Chronogram event is going to be October 13th in Beacon. And for that, we're going to have live music by Venturelift, spoken word by our own Sharon Nichols, and art by Christina Mazzalupo. So grab a flyer and check chronogram.com. for more information about that. So tonight, we've got an amazing show. I'm sure everybody has a sense of that already. If you haven't had a chance to check out an amazing, incredible sculpture by Thomas Jack Hilton, our own Thomas Jack Hilton, I implore you to do so. It's fantastic stuff. Thanks a lot, Thomas. A little later on in the evening, we've got live music from Jason Broom. So stay tuned for that. First up, I'm going to tell you a little bit. Our first artist is Tom Rowe. He's part of the Transmission Arts Collective, Free 103.9. It started in Brooklyn a couple years ago, and they have a site in Acre called the Wave Farm. Well, they do some incredible events there. And also they have an online radio station, which is at free103.9.com. Tom's worked with people like Thurston Moore and some other luminous people in the out art world, and this event is going to be streamed live on the web through Free 103.9, and you'll be able to go back and listen to it later on also. So without any further ado, would you please welcome Tom Rowe.
Like 20 minutes, it'll all be like one piece, won't be broken up. But the first, though it's lots of little samples and covers throughout, but the first part is actually a song called Sickness by the Donner Party. And it's, I guess, the first time I've sung in public since middle school, so let's see how that works.
Thank you. I'm just terrible. I'm just beautiful. your head in the water until you are right at the basics.
So it ceases to be a game.
And then it ceases to be a game.
Don't get too big on me.
Thank you.
Leading an effort to start an independent radio station in the area. So you should speak to either Tom or his wife, Galen, about that. Or their daughter, Echo. Maybe she can help with that. So we got Jason Broom coming up here in a second. Please stay tuned and have fun. And also check out the amazing sculpture here by Thomas Jack Hilton. Get up and get a close look because it's worth it. I'll let you know once again, the next Cafe Conram is going to be October 13th in Beacon. It's going to feature live music by Venture Lift and spoken word by Sharon Nichols and art from Christina Mazzalupo. So thanks a lot. We'll be right back with Jason Green.
Thank you.
Hi everyone. So our next artist tonight at Cafe Chronogram number nine, is he runs a record label called Diablo Dolce Records, and he's been the leader of some really interesting rock groups, the Westport Sunrise Sessions, and Gilding the Lily, and a few other groups also. And you can check out his website, DiabloDelce.com. All right. So I'll take one last opportunity to remind you, next Cafe Chronogram is in Beacon on October 13th. And thanks again to Tom Rowe and Thomas Jack Hilton. And now, would you please welcome Jason Bruin.
Thank you. song. I thought it was pretty amazing. It reminds me of some things I used to hear when I was out in California. Also reminds me of what I hear in my head pretty much all day. Let's see. This is kind of a song about terrorism and reacting to it and some other stuff.
Family.
kind of pauses here. It's very nice. Usually I'm playing in some kind of club with my other band called Tallulah, and people are like outside smoking, and you know, there's one guy standing there looking at us too intently. But it's nice to actually have people listening. Hopefully it's nice for you too. I'm going to do a song called The Pedal Ditch. It's on an album. Peter was saying I have all these bands that I'm way too many bands and projects, and I'm sure a lot of people here can identify with that. This is on solo album number 2, which is kind of always on the back burner, and hopefully one day we'll be out there. It's a little bit about local terrorism. There's a health addiction.
Sit.
Let's have a big hand from Mike, who's doing all the dialing in back here. And the unsung hero, catering to all the finicky artists who want the brown M&Ms taken out. I'm going to try one that I haven't done ever, I don't think, in front of people. And it's a song that I lived in Ellenville pretty recently before I moved to Accord, which I learned you cannot say Accord if you're in Accord. But if you are not in Accord and you say Accord, then no one knows what you're talking about. So it's a delicate balance. Anyway, this was a song written in Ellenville. And I lived on a road called Spook Hole Road. True. Hey, thanks for coming. Moved to the country from the city, from lots of cities, and this is what happened.
Got my hands.
All right, this is
one that
I wrote for my grandfather. My grandfather, like probably many people's grandfathers, at some point comes home and lives with his son or his daughter. And my grandfather came home, and it was weird to see my father turn into the person taking care of his father. And this is kind of what came out of that.
Out. right, let's actually have a show of hands.
Okay. Show of hands for Leonard Cohen. Maybe you shouldn't put up your hand until you hear what the other one is.
It doesn't matter. It's up.
And the other one would be the Carter family.
Don't make us make that choice.
That's really, I think that was pretty even, actually.
Yeah.
Do them both.
Yeah. So we'll do the easy one first, get you guys warmed up. This one's called Passing Through. It's probably nothing like the original Leonard Cohen version, but it goes, passing through, passing through. Sometimes I'm blue, sometimes I'm blue, but I'm blue too. Because I'm going to test you along the way, so. I mean, passing through, you just say it over and over again. And so my job is to remember actually all the lyrics. And what would a coffee house kid be without this thing? It's a little dangerous with a goatee, though, so. See how it goes. I saw Jesus on the cross, on the hill of the moon. And he went after me, and I knew. He said, the top of the world, and I knew. And I was the coolest man to live. And so little time left to go. Passing through, passing through.
this is your last chance. We're going to do one more. There's microphones here, and maybe you didn't know it. Did we give full disclosure before?
No, no, we didn't. No.
You're being broadcast across this thing called the World Wide Web.
No.
So, everyone say hi.
Hi, World Wide Web.
Hello.
Hello, world. Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 1. Passing through, passing through. Sometimes happy, sometimes through. One of those CDs right there. It's the one that has kind of the sun shining on it. It's the Westport Sunrise Sessions. And it was written so long ago we didn't have to pay anyone to put it on that CD. So you know when people aren't coming to get their money, they spent a long time ago. For fear the hearts will let our failing. Thank you.
You guys are all warming up right now. How about some more depressing and slow songs?
For better or worse, I got a lot of those.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me. Jason Broom. Thanks so much. Thanks so much to Tom Scott Hilton and Tom Rowe, Muddy Cup and WGST. And once again, we'll see you October 13th in Beacon. You can check chronogram.com for more information. Thanks a lot.